Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
The date is December 29th. I fear that this may be my last recording. I hope that those who find me will be able to learn enough from my notes to continue my quest. We had left so quickly, I wasn't able to pack winter gear. I knew that the weather had gotten bad, but I couldn't have imagined. The thin boots I wear are worse than useless. Melted snow soaks into them, freezing around my feet. I have tried to use my scarf to cover my ears and mouth, but it's hardly long enough to wrap around my neck. Each step is an effort. Each breath is ragged. The cold... I don't feel so cold anymore. I know that's bad. I know that's a sign of stage 3 hypothermia. I'm no longer shivering. Look at my hands. My cracked, my bleeding hands. They're blue. I am ready to die. I have seen wonders. I have achieved what no man of my generation has. I have lived not like a ground rat, but like a human being. I've breathed real fresh air, smelled real smells, touched real plants and flowers. I will join my companions who fell long before me, join them in the warmth of death, away from this bitter coldness. So to the one who finds this, I say, who's there? It's a leopard. But it's so huge. I never thought they could be so... Oh, please. Oh, please, no. Was that gunfire that killed it?
Hey, you okay down there?
It was gunfire. I've been found. I've been rescued.
Hey, Jeffers. I don't think he's moving.
Yeah. Blythe, go call for help. I'm going down to administer aid.
Can do. I'll be back in 5 with the crew.
Hey, buddy. You okay? Buddy! Aw, man, you don't look good at all. Here, take my coat. Do you? Yeah, your pulse is weak, but it's definitely there. You just hang on. A team's on its way. We'll keep you safe. Safe in Century City.
Doomsday Warrior. American Eden.
Happy New Year, Rock.
You too, Rona.
To us. Oops. Sorry, Rock. I spilled some on you.
Oh, that's fine. I wasn't expecting to be wearing this much longer anyway.
Oh,
To us. And to a happy, peaceful new year.
Sounds like I'm gonna have to share you.
Nope. I'm all yours tonight.
You're gonna have to speak. It's the only way to quiet them and get on with the party. Go stand in the spotlight and say a few words.
All right, McCoplin. But only because you look so smashing in that white tuxedo.
I look ridiculous, and I know it, Roxon. Now go shut up the crowd.
Ted Roxon put his crystal glass on the table and turned to face the crowd in Lincoln Square. It looked like if any more people joined the party, the walls themselves would burst apart. The tall, bronze-skinned man with a white streak in the middle of his jet-black hair, the man the world knew as the Doomsday Warrior, strode to the stage. The spotlight changed to plain white and focused uncomfortably in on him.
Citizens of Century City, this is the best New Year's Day we've had in decades. The Russians are at least temporarily vanquished. Cavern.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?